This is Twit.
We're talking to Dave in Merced, just got a new TV, wants to have it look as good as it can. And let me talk about calibration a little bit. The idea is that you want your set to match the standard that the filmmakers are using or that the people who make the TV shows are using, because you want your set to look like what they created. Now, that may be more realistic or less realistic. You just want it to match the standard. That's your goal here. In fact, my experience, Scott Wilkinson came to my house and calibrated two TVs for me. One of them, my plasma, when I got home, it looked very different. I thought, this is kind of dull. The grass is not the neon green that I'm used to when I watch football games. But then I realized after I watched it for a while, not only did I get used to it, but that's actually more accurate. So sometimes accuracy and pleasure are not the same. Our eyes like bright, vivid, saturated colors. That's why the showroom settings are brighter and more vivid. We're more likely to buy that TV. When you get it home, though, if you really want, especially movies, if you really want to have the motion picture experience, you do want to calibrate the set so that it isn't, you know, popping out at you all the time, that it's what the filmmaker wanted. So best, of course, to hire a calibrator. I have to admit, Scott made a big difference, but I think you can do most of it. In fact, I'd say you get 70% of the way there just by putting it in movie mode. Turning off that showroom mode. Next thing you can do if you want to get more ambitious is get a calibration disc. If you go to Joe Kane's website, which is videoessentials.com, he sells for $40 a Blu-ray DVD that has test patterns on it. And these, and explanations of how to use them, this is the kind of thing that somebody like Scott Wilkinson, our home theater guy, will use, but you'll be eyeballing it instead of using a machine, but that's fine. I think, really, it's your eyeballs that are going to watch the show. If you want to save money and you're kind of more of a do-it-yourselfer, the AVS Forum, where Scott works, has a set of these calibration videos free for download. You can do this, too, and these are really great, too. They're very similar to Joe Kane's. Maybe fewer instructions, but you'll get the idea. We'll put links to both in our website, which is techguylabs.com, so you can download them. In fact, we have a few others. There are a number of other Blu-ray and DVD discs that do this kind of thing. And
great.
Yeah, this is actually, the instructions on this are pretty complete. They give you every idea, you know, a lot of what you need to know. And I think this, you know, with all due respect to the people who do such a great job calibrating TVs, you could probably do it well enough yourself.
Very good.
All right? Okay. But I do recommend doing it. It makes a big difference. Really does. And don't be discouraged if at first you say, or you know, your wife comes in and says, "Gosh, what'd you do to the TV, honey? It's so boring." It's because it's like candy, you know. We're used to eating really sweet candy, and when you stop eating candy, at first it's like, "Oh, stuff is boring." But then you start to taste more stuff, and your eye adjusts, and suddenly you realize this is better.